Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Integrative Practitioner Podcast, your on-the-go resource where we bring you closer to top industry experts through exclusive interviews with leaders in integrative medicine. I'm Catherine Rushlow, editor of Integrative Practitioner, and today we're talking about health coaching and integrative care. This episode is sponsored by the Integrative Healthcare Symposium. The Integrative Healthcare Symposium is the only event where multidisciplinary practitioners come together as a cohesive community. Attendees gather for education, inspiration, and connections, and return to their practices with insights and techniques that they can immediately incorporate. Thank you to the Integrative Healthcare Symposium once again for supporting our podcast. Feel free to visit our website, integrativepractitioner.com, or send us an email at ipeditor@divcom.com. We'd really appreciate it if you like and subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. For today's podcast, I'm so excited to be offering our audience a little preview of what we at Integrative Practitioner have been working on, which is our first panel discussion that we will be hosting at the Integrative Healthcare Symposium. Our session is Saturday morning, bright and early, and we're really excited to talk about health coaching and how health coaches can really integrate into the greater healthcare industry. Of course, we wouldn't be able to have this panel without our three amazing panelists. I'm so excited to welcome Gemma Nastasi, Laura Calasconi-Nguyen, and Jennifer Hannawald. All are exceptional health coaches who have their own practices, and we're really excited to have them here today to talk about their roles as health coaches and where they see the health coaching industry heading. Jennifer, Gemma, Laura, welcome. Thank you all so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us. Honored to be here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Kate. I'm really happy to be part of this conversation today.
So health coaching is relatively new in the medical field, and it's an industry that's growing and changing every day. Our goal really is to foster a conversation about what health coaching is and how it can best integrate into a medical practice. So to kind of start off, what for each of you is health coaching? How do you define it? Jennifer?
Right. Well, I think a really helpful way to start this conversation is to tap into the health coaching definition as laid out by the National Board for Health and Wellness Coaching, which is a nonprofit whose leaders have created national standards for health coaching. So I just wanted to start with that. And according to them, health coaches partner with clients seeking self-directed, lasting changes aligned with their values, which promote health and wellness and thereby enhance well-being. In the course of their work, health and wellness coaches display unconditional positive regard for their clients and a belief in their capacity for change, and honoring that each client is an expert on his or her life while ensuring that all interactions are respectful and non-judgmental. And just from there, to grab onto one piece of this that I think is really important is to emphasize the word partnership, because health coaching is all about client agency. And by that, when I talk about agency, I mean empowering the client. So rather than telling the client what to do, the coach holds the process. And we can think of it kind of as navigational tools, maybe a sort of map. But the client is the one in the driver's seat. The client's the one who's making the choices and taking the action, and they're the ones with their hands on the steering wheel, their foot on the gas, or maybe even on the brake. And what we're doing as coaches is we're helping them visualize where they want to go, brainstorm the route, and identify their resources, and maybe point out when their foot's on the brake. But ultimately, the action's up to them.
What is the health coach's role, and how do they operate? Gemma?
The health coach's role is to act as a guide to help the client to set their goals and to bring balance in all areas of their life, whether it's mind, body, or soul. It helps them with habit change, reframing their thoughts, also having a vision of the best possible outcome. Health coaches work with the clients, where the client sets the agenda of what the change is going to be. They help them to adopt coping skills, to increase their motivation, and to also take the responsibility. The coach holds the space where there's trust is built, and the client can feel as if they're in charge of their outcome, that they have to put in the work. And, you know, it's pretty much of a process where they have the coach hold them accountable for any changes that they have decided they want to adapt. Coaches also help with bringing about the motivation when there's a difficulty in a client achieving the goals that they want. Also to help them to develop their self-esteem and self-awareness and self-knowledge of what they're capable of. They help them to increase their personal responsibility and also increase their happiness and life satisfaction. It can also be very helpful in helping them to develop a sense of purpose and meaning in their life.
I'd love to get all of your perspectives on what do you think makes a good health coach? Laura?
You know, what I found that has been so profound on this journey of becoming a certified coach and getting more understanding and education as far as the process is that it's really, I mean, for me, where I find that the most, like these amazing moments happen is when we have all this experience and we have all of this insight, but yet we're not the expert in how we're showing up with that client. We're using that experience, that knowledge, and that training to really ask powerful and transformative questions so that our clients can then self-discover and have it be client-centered and have them direct where, you know, their own growth. And in the process, there's this continual connection that develops between a coach and their client. And what we're doing in that process is really supporting awareness and accountability, but we're also creating a very safe space for them where the non-judgmental, it's unconditional support. So even if they do have a setback where they didn't do what they, in their mind, they know that's the right thing to do, but yet they're having a hard time doing it or staying compliant, we're creating this space and acceptance to sit with them where they are and understand, okay, well, why do you feel that you're in that? You know, what do you think might have happened or played a role with that? And they kind of go through this process of self-discovery. And in that process, they're often able to discover what they could maybe do better the next time. And they develop more agency and empowerment. And it's just really an incredible process. But one of the other things that you touched on is that how is this something that can be integrated into a practice? And you know, one of the most common conversations that we have among colleagues with other coaches through the program that I went through is we realize how our training not only allows us to do this work, but how it's really positively impacted so many different areas of our lives, whether it's friends or family. And the coach approach is really something that could be so incredibly valuable, not just as coaches who are in that role, that is their how they practice, but also for other professionals who may be flowing in and out of expert roles. These tools are something that we just simply can't have enough of to create the change that we hope to see.
What are some of the challenges either that you're experiencing and or that you're aware of in the health coaching industry?
I'll just highlight a couple of things. There's a few things, but one thing is just awareness. Right? Sort of on a basic level, we need more awareness of the role a health coach can play in supporting patient well-being. And that would be, you know, for society overall and also medical professionals. So this opportunity is a great piece of addressing that challenge, this opportunity of us sharing what it is. And secondly, I would just add patience, as in, you know, understanding that meaningful change, the kind of change that we as health coaches are working on with our clients, it takes time. And so to just keep in mind that in our very results-oriented, just do it society, if we don't have immediate success, it doesn't mean that our clients are failing or that we are failing as coaches. And this is the premise of our training, right, that small failures happen and we learn from them. As clinical psychologist and behavior change researcher James Prochaska said, behavior change is a process that unfolds over time and involves stages. It's not like a light switch that goes on and off. So I guess the challenge here is just that we all, client, medical professionals, coaches, have some compassion and know that with a strong process, it is very possible to change our health habits.
This is Gemma, and I feel that one of the challenges are that this is really very new, and a lot of people are not aware of the benefits of how health coaches can help a client to bring them to their wellness goals. And even with insurance companies at this point, I don't feel, you know, a lot of my clients, I can't take insurance to help them to be able to come to me more often, you know, or, you know, to be able to manage their healthcare because they're going to have to pay out of their pocket. So I think once this becomes more, you know, there's more awareness about health coaches and these certification programs for board certifications and things become adopted, there might be some opening in the insurance companies for health coaches or in private practices to be able to help the public. So I think that's one of the obstacles we face.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because while there are obstacles and challenges that are in something that is unfolding and that is new, there's also a lot of opportunity. And, you know, I think one of the beautiful things about coaching is that there really is such amazing potential to see what that powerful connection can do in really bringing forth a level of change with individuals, but also with healthcare in general. You know, what we see going on with chronic disease and the stats of where things are, because many of it is being driven by lifestyle. And I think that there's really an opportunity for us to, as this area is defined, to really do it in a very thoughtful and purposeful manner and really tapping back into and staying aligned with what it is, what health coaching is designed to be, in that it is client-centered, that it is self-directed, and that, you know, they get to experience firsthand that transformational change, that they can then use that experience to affect many other areas of their life beyond health. And I think once we're able to kind of get that momentum going, I think the possibilities are really endless.
Awesome. Well, kind of to wrap up the podcast today, I've been asking all of our speakers this. What are each of you most looking forward to about hosting this panel, but also attending the conference in general? Jennifer?
Oh, sure. Yes. Well, I would say, funnily enough, participating in this panel has already been a really good experience. Just becoming aware of the Integrative Healthcare Symposium role as educator and connector in our community, I'm really excited about that and getting to be a part of it. And then just want to add, you know, I love my work as a health coach, and it can be pretty isolating. I have my own business. So getting to learn from others, like the other members of this panel, about their approaches and about the IHS has me, you know, really looking at what I do, maybe some fresh ways, and I'm hoping to learn even more through the discussion on the day and attending.
Gemma?
Really looking forward to being able to present what health coaches do to the conference and letting people understand the value that we have and the different types of health coaches and, you know, the different type of certifications and the whole process of health coaching. I definitely think this is a great topic and a great place for us to be introduced, and I'm really excited to be part of this great panel. Looking forward to it.
Laura?
You know, our discussions as a group have just been so incredible, and I can't wait to share that experience with other people. And it's really just an incredible honor to be part of this discussion. It really is very uncharted territory. And I think in order for us to really fully optimize the opportunity for us to bring some positive change and do things better in healthcare, conversations like this really allow things to kind of develop and unfold and be discussed. And the collaboration and the community and the engagement from everyone just really lifts us all up. And I think the more that we could do that and hold space for conversations like this, it's just going to help us all just do and be better in everything that we do.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all so much for joining us on the podcast today. I'm so looking forward to hosting this panel alongside you, and I know our audience is really going to enjoy this really lively discussion.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Thank you to everyone for listening. We'll see you in our next episode.
Thanks for listening. A special thank you to Free Music Archive and the artist Scott Holmes for providing us with our theme song. Be sure to visit our website, integrativepractitioner.com. Or send us an email at ipeditor@divcom.com.
Remember to like and subscribe to our show, and we'll see you next time.